Good. So last time we saw Betchilo Kaim Shachot Yisrael is a Shchinish Shruya Mkalecht Vechod. Now the next one. Omer Shua Marchmeinam Rav Yonason. Kol Oysa Mitzvah Achas Boilam Haze Mikad Mosi Velechas Von Olam Haba. If a person does one mitzvah in this world, so that mitzvah walks in front of him. V'shenema v'holach lefonecha tzidkecha kveid Hashem Yosfcha. It hugs him and holds on to him to Yom Adin. Rabbi Loza says that it's tied to him like a dog. The memory of Rav Chista is seemingly, I mean, Abshul Balechmeini, I'm Rabbi Yonason, that a mitzvah is marked him and goes in front of your Olam Haba, and Avera is tied to you and goes to the world to come also. The Maharsha says an obvious Nafgemina, the Shina Lashin, why is one says marked him lefon of a holech? And one says Mlafefoso or Kashos or whatever it is. So he says the obvious, that you know, a person is eager to follow a mitzvah. A mitzvah takes him to Olam Haba, so you know the mitzvah walks ahead and we eagerly follow it. If we're talking about someone, if we're talking about an Avera, obviously nobody wants to be with the Avera, so the Avera has to attach itself. It's sort of by force. That's Pashat and Marshal says, and it's Pshat and so on. Let's take a look at the Maral over here. Makdemos Milachose. Mipnei ka mitzvah yoda yesha dvekes bolom haba. Kmo sharachna bim koimoi. Sha mitzvah yesulom sha yoda migil alalom haba. So he says the first thing is that the mitzvah is something which is a bridge between this world and the world to come. Let's understand a little bit what the purpose of this mimer is. What is the point of Rav Shmuel Nachmeini? What's he telling us? So the first thing he's telling us is that it's not like the way we think, that it's the aggregate of all the mitzvahs, all the averis. And what's our picture is, listen, if we do tons of mitzvahs and a little bit of averis, so it outweighs, we have Olam Haba, Tzfakert, Hashem Fakert, but it's not as if each mitzvah in itself is something that's chashev. What it's telling me is each mitzvah itself is a nekuda. So it's true that there are inyanim that is nageya, whether you're not a chacham or rasha, but each mitzvah and aver in its own right has some sort of effect on you. That's one point. More specifically, the word mitzvah means a chibur of some sort. It's like the word sevis. It's something which creates a bridge between you and something else. Olam Haba is a world that has different types. It's a world with its own set of reality. So let's say in this world, food is something that sustains a person, and fasting is something that debilitates a person. In Olam Haba, fasting is an activity that sustains a person. It gives a person chiyus. Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur is something which is mechaya a person's neshama. So it's a world that has its own mahus in a very, very different way than this world. That's one piece of the puzzle. So a person coming from this world, there's no real overlap at all between this one and the other world. In this world, the more you have, the wealthier you are. And there's another world where the more you've done, the wealthier you are. And so on. there are a lot of very very different musagim. So there is no way to go from one world to the other world, because it's really two totally different worlds. Maisim mitzvahs are, by definition, maisim that are done with the kalim of this world and with the pnimius of the next world. In other words, I perform mitzvahs using lulav, esrig, achala, wine, and so on. So the body is still of this world, but then I give it meaning that's not of this world. I give it a different type of meaning. So instead of the wine being a drinking of something which is, to give me a feeling of intoxication and so on, but the wine over here is a vehicle for kedusha, for kiddush, for abdallah, and the meila, it's mitzad, it's toich, and it's a vehicle of the world. So ma'isa mitzvahs are a bridge to another world. I can relate to it in this world because it involves a physical ma'isa, and because I deher its content, it takes me somewhere else. That's the mitzias of this type of mahalach of mitzvahs. So each mitzvah itself, irregardless of what the final cheshbon is something that takes a person to another place, to another world. And that's why it's makdim, that's a lashon, that it's makdim mosom lechasai, because it sort of walks ahead of him. It paves the way for him to move on to the next world. Aveira, Veverze says Aveira, mevia liyom hadin. Kein Aveira rak sheyotzi chutz min haderech hayosha, mashro lasas al pi hadin v'mishpat, v'lachein achet, shehu hayetzia min hadin v'mishpat, mevia ha'adam liyom hadin, sheyitin hadin masha osa neged ha'mishpat. So, it's something which what the morale is saying over here is, it's not something that brings him to Gehenim, but it's something which is be'etzem an akmimus in terms of the world to come. It's something that creates some sort of aberrations. And the male of the person has to give the din on it. It's, so to speak, it's hefech of going of the next world. It's something that's yoytzi min ha-mishpat and so on, and therefore it requires din. It's something that the person must be held accountable for because it exists. It's something which is, I guess, Nefesh HaChaim makes this point in the beginning of Nefesh HaChaim, when he speaks about Ka'omer Kadosh Baruch Hu Vatrin, Yivatrin Me'Amo'ohi, so he basically says that Kadosh Baruch Hu's, if a person looks at mitzvahs and averis as if they're pardonable because they really have no consequence in itself. So Lamashal, if I tell you that you failed the test, if you don't show up X amount of times, then, you know, Bitsinai, I fail, Bitsinai, I don't fail you. You know, it's something which if I want, I do, I don't. There's nothing there but etzim that's mechayev that I should fail the test. It's just sort of it's a system where I chalk up points or whatever. But if I tell you that if you're not going to eat, you're going to be hungry and weak, that's a mitzias. I can't say, I'm going to forgive you, and okay, I know you didn't eat, but you're machalach. It has nothing to do with it. So averis are a metzias of akmimius, and therefore they are a person must give din on it. I want to be medayik one more point. Notice one more point that Morales make over here. He's saying that averis averim mevia liyom hadin. The all gehenim. I'm sorry, I'm under the weather a bit. Gehenim is not, you know, it doesn't bring a person to Gehenim. Gehenim is a place where we're able to deal and rectify the problems. What it does do is it creates some sort of obstacle for you to be able to go to Olam Haba. It's just like, for instance, imagine if I have a door that became warped and it doesn't close well. So I take it and I sand it down so that it fits well now. That's not the pshat that because it got, you know, soggy, it's going to be punished by being sanded down. It's two steps. The first thing is because it's gotten bloated or distorted or whatever it is, it will not fit the frame anymore. And then two, it's therefore going to, the way to deal with it is to sand it down and bring back to shape. Gehenim is not, because Rav would not create Gehenim as a designation. He did not want people to be punished. He didn't create a world in order to punish people, and that's not the tachas of it. The tachas of a Gehenim is to allow a person to mitukin. The place where things show up that are bad is at the Yom HaDin. That's the determination that there's a problem with you being Kohen Olam Haba, and b'meila HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a tikkun. So what's this shinui aloshin? In other words, Reb Shlomo Achmen Avinson says that koloi vaviachs by lemhazim lafefosei v'alechaz afan of yom adin. Reb Loza says kshura by kikelev. I mean, what's Reb Loza changing from what he said before? So he said that Masham Reloza shehaveira kshura by kikelev. What's loyma? So what he says over here is mlafefosei means to hug, to wrap yourself around somebody or something. So that would imply as if the chet becomes part of the person. That doesn't happen because the person's atzmius is always tahar. It always has to do with the surrounding. So that's why kshura by kikelev is something which is a lot more, it's something that is a lot more precise, that I have to be able to get rid of it. And then he says Masha'ama, and why does he use a kelev? The ein lecha b'chol bal chai so yoyse nibdom arak ma kelev shakol ma chike moisoi lakacha ma shachet kshur ba kekelev dafke kachu nyachet es adam. So I guess he was living a different time in Tekufa. He said a kelev is something that people are marchik. In other words, when you want to tell somebody he's unworthy of whatever, you tell him he's like a kelev, and therefore, you know, that's the type of lashon, like, you know, he's it's something that a person feels is degrading and so on, and that's why it's kshurik kelev, meaning despite the fact that it's not dovuk to adam, it still is kosher to adam. It's a much sharper distinction from the first part. The first part says mlafefasai, and mlafefasai would imply that it can become part of Adam, like an embrace. And he says no, it's something that's tied to him. It's like you're tied to something that you like it or you don't like it, but you're tied to it. It's interesting the pasuk that he brings. He brings the pasuk v'leishamel la'lishkav etzlius ima. I guess this is part of this week's parasha. It's an interesting coincidence. So it says to be with him in lishkav ima et ba'olam haza lias ima ba'olam haba. So what it's saying is, I mean, what does it mean lias ima ba'olam haba? They're obviously not going to Olam Haba together. What it means is that's the reason why. It's something which is, you don't get rid of it so quickly, because it's something that is part of your metzias. That metzias doesn't belong in Olam Haba, so you can't go to Olam Haba. I want to be aiming on another nekuda here. There's nothing a person does that doesn't leave some roshim on the person, and the person is to some degree, it's part of him. The memory of it, whether it's conscious or not conscious, the taste of it, the flavor of it, there are rishumim, there are impressions, marks left on a person from anything that he did. So you find a lot of times, you find all sorts of mischos in the Sfarim, in Gemara even, in the Rishonim, about that, for this Avera, Tshuva is Mechaper Avera, but you need this for Miruk, Tahara. Miruk is like, when you kasha something. All sorts of Lishonis that are, all sorts of Lishonis that imply some sort of further purification. So the question is, what's it for? If I guess Baruch is Meichel, he's Meichel. Well, what do I need more of that? I did Chas Shalom Aveira, I did Tshuva, I asked for Mechila, your Kippah is Mechapa, and that's the end of it. Well, what are all these terminologies of the Miruk and the Kapara and the Taira and still more? And those seems to be quite endless. And the answer is because it's in terms of myself. A person who was Toyim Tam Yisr has some sort of taste for it. It's one of the things in psychology, a person who's crossed the red line and done something wrong, he may regret it and so on, but he no longer has the distance from that Avera the way somebody who never crossed the red line. A person who's done drugs once may, he may be able to stop, but it's a much harder battle than somebody who's never done it. It's not because of addiction, as it can be, but even if it's not a problem addiction, it's not so terrible. There's a certain mental, psychological red line that in itself is an impediment to cross. Once I've done it, I've done it. When a person does an Aveira, there's a taste of it that linges, and there is a sense of, I've broken the red line, and I've done it. I'm not a person who can't possibly do it, and those things allow for a person A, to do it again, and two, B, it means that some mark of it is still left in me, on a very fine level, and in a world that's kuloi toiv, that's a real scar. It's really something that doesn't have a makom. It's one of the pshat in the Rambam, where it says that tshuva is when, the yodea talumas will be made on the person, if the person goes by, it's a makam, and so on. The point of it is because I need to see, the ultimate goal of tshuva is to be able to say that the previous avera had done has no effect on me. If I broke the law once, if I did some avera once, then a second time come round to it, it becomes a little easier than normal. It becomes a little more enticing than normal. If something gets revived in me, some tam of iser gets revived, and it becomes difficult. So the impression that's left in the person is the impression that the avera does, and that's why all this miruk and so on is to take that out. One of the things that the Sfarim, again, these things used to be very quote unquote popular. People would do all sorts of tshuvas to do the same amount of suffering to mortify them and to sort of take out the tam of the avera. So the same psychology that if this Avera gave me 100 degrees of pleasure last time I did it, so now I need to, as long as some of it is still, some residual sense of that pleasure still by me, I have a kesher with that Avera. And I cannot, it won't be able to extricate it from me. But if I create 100 degrees of suffering parallel, so that now my mind says for doing X, there's all this suffering, so that sort of extracts from me any semblance of a hankering for that Avera, and I'm not crushed anymore. As long as I have some sense of pleasure that was, and some sense of connection to it, it's within me. It still has seeped in. This is what Chazal mean when it says by the Nachash, when it's Baal Chava, it says Hitl Bazuhama. He injected it with some of his Zuhama. The Zuhama is this sense of pleasure, of being kosher to Ravera. If there's still a good taste left in my mouth from that encounter, from that Avera, then I've got a problem. Okay, next piece. Any questions? Good, next piece. Dorosh of Avira. Zimn Omnash Med Rav Ami, Zimn Omnash Med Rav Asi. Kala ochel lechem blonetils yadayim, kilubal isha zayna. If somebody eats bread without nitils yadayim, it's as if he lived with isha zayna. Shenema ki bad isha zayna at kika lechem. Amar Rava, hai bad isha zayna ad kika lechem, bead kika lechem ad isha zayna miboylei. The pasuk should have been the other way around. You want to compare one, which one are you comparing to this one? Alama Rava, kol abal isha zayna levaseif mevaksh kika lechem. He does something else. That if somebody's by isha zayna, seifa shal dava, he's going to be poor and he's mevaksh kika lechem. Okay, now, so let's see the first piece over here. It's kind of a very, very strange tzustel. Some Letz once wrote that it says that if you eat matzah, Erev Pesach, it's kilubba ala rusase beis chomov. So some Letz once wrote, you know, did both, and I assure it's not the same. It's not the same taste. I mean, what's a tzustel? I mean, you're talking ish zayna. So even if it's not ish, it's ish. But you're talking about something that's a dava chama b'yisa, dava, you know, that's very, very kosher and amazing. And without it, the tulsi daim, I mean, it's not okay. It's not good. But I mean, what's the Indian over here? So Maral says, "Kochem tulsi daim kilo bo al ish zayna." So I mean, a lot of the mefarshim here, speak about the fact that the pasuk in Pesukim Mishlei, they compare nisha zayna tachila achlo machsapia and so on. Those are all fine. There's some tzushta, but it's still trying to understand what's a common nekudah. Pirze ki hazayna chasala kedusha v'dova ze yadua. Shrei chaseiro kiddushin shemekatshin eisha. Vazoyna mashinim shach aguf bolei kedusha. Vekach kasha yoichol achilos aguf nis bolei kedusha. Kimayim ishrenim aliyanem vizkadashtem. Dove zemamish kilu bal isha zoyna. Let's talk about this a little bit. The music, we're not talking here about the Avera of an Eishas Ish. We're talking about just a woman who's a zoyna. A woman is a zayna. So let's look at the abstract kesher of both these things. People have two things that we categorize as taiva. There's a taiva fachila, and there's a taiva snoshim. Those are both the elements of the Rambam Sefer of Kedusha. Rambam Sefer of Kedusha is Yisuri B'yemachal Sasuris. That's his Sefer of Kedusha. The Rambam, it says, Ish Kodesh Oiva Leinu Tomit, that the Ish HaShanami said, I see that he's a very holy man that's always here, And the Chazal say, Mino Yada, how did she know? So Chazal say, one says, Lero Zvuv al Shulchanai, and Lero Keri on Sadinai. In other words, Kedusha, Asaguf of Lero Keri, and Kedusha Sashulchan, whatever, there was no Zvuv al Shulchanai, means there was a certain Kedusha on the Shulchan, are the two possibilities for Kedusha. Those are the elements of which we talk about when we talk about Kedusha. So the tzad hashav of both is as follows. There are things that are life-giving. Food gives us life. A zivug gives life to new children. So these are two sets of activities that make a person, that bring chiyas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an intense tainuk in each one of these maisim, to the degree that a person tends to just become obsessed with it for its own sake. In other words, to eat because it's he just enjoys it. And the same thing with the Yom of Zivuk. If we eat to keep alive, we certainly would eat a very different type of diet than we do. And therefore, the eating that we do and everything else becomes an end to itself. And the same thing is true, obviously, with Yom of Zivuk. They become an end to themselves. The Avodah, with these two extraordinary drives, is Kedusha, which means to focus on something, to designate it for some sort of tachlis toiv, and that designation makes it kaddish. This is now miyuchad for keeping an neshama in the guf. This is now miyuchad for bringing new neshamas into the world. So both of these, Achila and Inyanim of Zivug, both are Be'etzem Atzmiyusam, core life-giving activities. Second point is, they are activities that come with such intense pleasure that they, left alone, they automatically become the intense pleasure, and that's it. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Kedusha, which is the ability to be able to put a caption under it and to put an arrow and to designate it for something else, which restores it to its real mitzvahs. So in the world of Zivuk, Kedusha is not, where does this arise? This arise. Kedusha is, as opposed to a woman who's a zayna, a kadesha, and he'll speak about that soon, if a person just lives with a woman haphazardly, that means that it's he's taking something that's meant to be miyuchad for something, for some tachlis, and basically all he does is use the here and the now, and that is hefa kedusha. That's the problem with zayna. She's not a, of arayas like other arayas. It's just hefer kedusha. And when we make kedushin, we miyachet her, and we give a certain title to it, and a certain purpose, a certain designation. We also have kedusha v'skadashim v'skadashim. It's mayim rishonim, mayim achronim. The mayim rishonim means that we're now designating achila as a spiritual type of avoda, an avoda for something. That's where I have that's what I get when I'm mekadesh it. So in the Tilz Yadayim and Isha Zayna, both of them, when you talk about taking, so when a person grabs a bite, because in the Tilz Yadayim is lafuke, grabbing a bite. Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim Lashon by Koyin means I'm making a chana for this. It's not a maisa taiva grab something. A maisa, which means hini muhurim zuman, I'm now preparing myself to go and to do something. So he says, a kedusha is missing kedusha. Vazoina, mashim shachar guf b'loy kedusha. Vekar kasha yoichal achilosay hagufnis b'loy kedusha. Ki mayim mishayim aleim nema viskadashtem. Dovaze mamish kubal isha zoina. So even though obviously there's a difference in many areas, but tachlis, when you're talking about the pnimis inyan, this is what it's about. V'chein, he says, okay, v'yuroa ki loy pirish ki pirish loy siya k'deisha o tzolim hefra k'dusha k'moy pentukta shamaleya shepirusha pentistoyev shu hefra k'dusha. So you have many times in the Lashon Kodesh that words that mean the opposite things is the same. We spoke about it a few times, like shoresh means a root, lesharesh means to uproot, lahashrish is to root, and lesharesh is to uproot. It's letzaref, tzaref means weeding out, and it means aggregating, conglomerating things together, and so on. So kodesh is the same type of word. A kdesha is someone who's mufka from any yichud, from any being specific for somebody. That's what a kdesha is, and kedusha is the hefcha that. And a raya that like pentukta shamaleya, when by klai kerem, when that means tummy. ויש לך לדעת כיתה שנקרא חילו בין באיש ובין באיש. באיש הכסיב אוכלו מוחסת פיה, ואמר לו פלתי אבן, famous passage that we mentioned before, באיש שניהם מקים עליך משהו איכל. ואוי כסיב שתי מים מבורך, וכן בדברי חכמים, איכלס אימא מלא לשבס אל השבס, וכל משום דו תשמש כאיש זה הוסם. כלל הדובה קבולס דובה יקור אכילה. ואיש שמקבולס הדובה בתשמש, וזה ועדי נקרא אכילה, ואף איש מקבל כי כל חיבור האחד מקבל שאחר שני מקבל זה מזה, כמו שכל חיבור מעולם. וזהו שאומר כי מלאכם אשר אוכל. Now, he explains over here that there's a common denominator. Let's talk a little bit about the common denominator he's mentioning and understand his marshal, his sushtel. The common denominator of the two, that they call both achila, is that they fulfill a vital need for the person. Achila is a vital need for a person, and this fulfills it. Two, l'toyve esarim levadoi, a person is a chasa, and when he has an isha, it fulfills a basic need for the person. So, in both of those areas, where the person is a chaser, and he's going to be malit, that's where you have in yonim that a person can deherit kedushadik, or a person can deherit taivadik. V'lekachom kol oichom adazayim ketosayim kedushu l'adam achilosik endosh chazal v'skadashe ulmayim mishoinim. V'lekach nechshav kabalosei. Do achilosei kilubal ish azayin v'le kedushin, sheze vaday achilosei, do tashmish nikra gamkin kabola v'le kedusha. So the metzias of kedusha, of being mekabel, is where kedusha comes in. he says over here that first. The kiddush of mayim that we say, the kiddush of mayim rishonim, is that a person remove from himself any kesha with the world around him before he enters the world of achila. A person's hands are his active agent. The hands tend to touch things and become sullied with things. Things stick to your hand. The kedusha is mafrid between the two, and doesn't allow it to bring in that world into the world of achila. So mela, that's how the ma'aseh kedusha expresses this havdalah and this newness. Chazal over there speak also about Mayim Achronim. Mayim Achronim, he doesn't mention it, but Mayim Achronim is also learned from the Vasavis Kashmir, even though it's today it's only a minig. It's because when there's food left on your hands and you take it with you to the outside world, what you do is you're reducing it to Chumrius as well. It becomes part of the Lichluch of the world. So the two Netilas separate you, and they make Achila something Kolkula for a person. The Kasher Tovin Oidin Tosadayim, finally. I'm sorry, I'm still in the weather. Umar Shamr Shet Sarech Adam like BS Yodav Shnoit Lamayim Shainim. Yes. Why is it called what?
Tashmish Kabbalah.
So he says because in a certain sense I'm fulfilling something that was missing. A person needs that gratification. He needs that chibur, whether emotionally or physically. So in a certain sense, even though technically, that's what he says, even though technically there's a physical transfers to the Isha, but there's a certain need that's being satisfied that is going in the direction of the man. And that's why he's makabal on that. Because you talk about it tells you daim, the mashama shetzor chodom like bias yodek shnoi to my mishanim, So he says, Netil's Yadayim is a Hagbah's Yadayim. So Mayim Rishonim, he says, he's basically being Mala Ktusha of, he's being Meroimim himself. Mayim Achronim, he's getting rid of any pegamim or anything that might have stuck that zuama. Betedam is a love mashama ka'ichol b'ntil sedayim. In a certain sense, what's the right word for it? It's sort of merames that when a person eats b'chol zois, it's not all Hashem Shemayim, it's not all for his eating. Something, quote unquote, sticks to his hands. There's some food still stuck to his hands. So that takes off the zuma. So the first netila lifts up the person so that his activity is a ruchnis activity. The second one takes away the shirayim that might have gotten stuck and that he wasn't mala. V'teidam is elohav ma'ashom ka'ichol b'nitosayim kilobali shazoyna ki ka'ashoichol b'nitosidayim l'kadash yedayim hu miskar v'lmokam aznus mitzad yamin l'chein im oichol b'nitosidayim kilobali shazoyna v'davarim eli du mechachma. So he says that Tulsi Daim Ovias Miramis Trimin, in other words, an extension of Chesed without the appropriate Zahiris, without the appropriate fencing in, is where it goes wrong, and that's become Znus. It's a reaching out, a Chibur, where it shouldn't be, Kiyaduah, Shmuel, and so on, and that's why. It's like znus. It's a yamin that's not been balanced properly. Okay. Any questions? Any points? Next week is regular for Oilam. It's Hanukkah, but I for me it's okay next week. What's the any? Okay. Now.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'll be. Yeah.
Okay. Fine. So next week, Mitchum, we're on. For 2 weeks after that, I'm coming to Eretz Yisrael in Bez Hashem in 2 Thursdays, so I'm out that day, and I'm leaving a week after that. So I guess we can resume Bez Hashem Chof Aleph Tevis, so January 19th, the Minyanim. But the first 2 weeks is not the other 2 Thursdays not gonna be Shayach.
Okay.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.